The topics we learned about today include: we will finish the fifth parak of Yuma and begin the sixth parak, Shnei Seirei, which will discuss all the laws related to the two Seirei Yom Kippur. The Gemara will discuss the case where more than one Sar is separate on Yom Kippur, such as if the blood spilled in the middle of the Avodah, and will examine which one of the other two Seirim is the one chosen for the actual Avodah. The next Mishnah, which begins the sixth parak, and the Gemara that follows, will discuss the two Seirei Yom Kippur, how to choose them, and other laws about the separating and designating of these two Seirim. Some of the key topics and concepts we learned about include Trumas Halishka. Every year, each Jew contributed a machza shekel, half a shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, which was used to purchase Karbanos Tzibur. All the coins were stored in a special chamber in the Beis HaMikdash, where three times a year, three large vessels full of coins were separated with which to buy the Karbanos Tzibur. This process is called Trumas Halishka. Karban Tamid. The Karban Tamid is a Karban Oila of a male sheep brought daily in the Beis HaMikdash. One, the Tamid Shel Shachar, is sacrificed in the morning, and the second, the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim, is offered in the afternoon. There is a Karban Mincha and the Sachim brought with each Karban. Karban Musaf. On Shabbos, an additional two lambs were brought, also a Karban Oila. Shchutei Chutz. A Karban may not be shechted outside the Azara. However, one is chayiv only if it was ro'u lavi bifnim. It was fit to be brought properly inside the Azara.